Welcome to the Achievement Awards Group podcast, where we explore what it takes to build meaningful loyalty and lasting connections. I'm Jonathan, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Claire.
Thanks, Jonathan. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels especially relevant in today's data-driven world. How we sometimes fall into the trap of seeing people as patterns rather than individuals.
Right. It's a fine balance. On one hand, data helps us make sense of large audiences. But on the other, we need to remember that customers, and people in general, aren't just data points. They're individuals with unique stories, needs, and motivations. Shall we get started?
Let's do it. The inspiration for today's discussion comes from an insightful piece by Gordon Wilson, Principal Strategist at Achievement Awards Group. He reflects on the importance of recognizing individuality, even as we rely on patterns and demographics to make decisions.
He kicks things off with a scene from Monty Python's Life of Brian, where Brian tells a crowd, "You're all individuals." And the crowd chants back, "Yes, we're all individuals." Then Brian tells the crowd, "You're all different." And the crowd chants back, "Yes, we're all different." And a lone anonymous man in the crowd says, "I'm not." It's a humorous but sharp reminder that while we might group people, every person still stands apart in some way.
I love that example. It sets the stage perfectly for the core message of Gordon's article. Customers aren't patterns, they're people. And while it's easy to rely on categories like age, income, or location to shape our strategies, these generalizations are just that, simplifications.
Right. Gordon points out that even two people with identical demographics can be completely different. They might have the same age, income, and religious beliefs, but their life experiences, upbringing, and personal choices will shape them into unique individuals.
Which brings us to the first key takeaway. Personalization beats segmentation. Segmenting customers into categories can be helpful, but the real power lies in going deeper, using data to personalize our engagement strategies.
Cezanne Joint, the client services manager at Achievement Awards Group, shares a great example from the world of taverns. She describes two taverns on the same street. One only accepts cash, and the other is completely cashless. You might assume it's generational, one run by a baby boomer, the other by a millennial. But when you visit, you realize it's just a difference in mentality, not age.
That's such a valuable insight. It shows that demographic data can't tell us everything. Even if data suggests differences, it might not capture the why behind those differences. That's why it's so important to engage personally with customers, employees, or partners.
And that brings us to the next insight. In-person engagement adds a critical layer to on-screen data. Technology allows us to analyze behavior at scale, but fieldwork, those face-to-face conversations, offers depth and nuance that data alone can't provide.
It reminds me of how businesses can sometimes make assumptions based on digital analytics. You might know what a customer buys, but you don't always understand their motivation until you speak with them directly. Those conversations can reveal emotional drivers that data won't capture.
Exactly. And it's not just about collecting more data, it's about creating meaningful human connections. Which leads to our third takeaway: connection matters. No one wants to feel like just another number in a system. After the isolation of recent years, people are craving real, personal interaction.
There's a psychological component here too. People respond to eye contact, facial expressions, and genuine curiosity. Those personal touches make a huge difference, especially when it comes to fostering trust and loyalty.
And this applies across the board, whether you're engaging with customers, distribution partners, or employees. Personal connections allow us to see people for who they truly are, beyond the demographic buckets we place them in.
It's really about shifting the mindset. Instead of using data to generalize, we should use it to personalize. For example, with sales incentives, it's not enough to offer the same reward to everyone. Some people might prefer cash, others might value experiences, and still others might want material rewards.
Exactly. Cezanne's example of the two tavern owners is a perfect illustration of this. One owner might prefer a cash reward, while the other values an experience, like a travel voucher. Offering personalized incentives not only shows that we understand their preferences, but also strengthens the relationship.
And as we gather more data from these interactions, Our ability to personalize keeps improving. The goal is to use data as a tool, not to categorize people, but to connect with them in meaningful ways.
Which brings us to the moral of the story. Data and demographics are valuable, but they're only part of the picture. To truly engage and inspire people, we need to combine insights from data with genuine human connection.
So, what's the takeaway for businesses? Use the data you have, but don't stop there. Talk to your customers, meet with your partners, and connect with your employees. The insights you gain from those conversations will be just as valuable as the data on your screen.
At the end of the day, it's about seeing people for who they are, individuals with unique stories, not just patterns in a spreadsheet.
And when businesses embrace that mindset, they unlock new opportunities to build loyalty, trust, and long-term engagement.
So, let's wrap up with this thought. Make today the day you go beyond the data. Start having those conversations, build those connections, and see where it takes you.
That's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you for listening.
We'll catch you next time on the Achievement Awards Group podcast.
Until then, take care and check out the episode description for ways to get in touch with Achievement Awards Group.